phase two of Richard's career at Caltech. Marshall?
Is this thing on?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Richard came to Caltech in 1972, I believe. And about a week after he came to me and said he had to go back to Sydney. And why do you have to go back to Sydney? Well, we're going to get married, he said. And he went back to Sydney after having been at Caltech only a week. And then he came. And that was very good. They've been married for about 40 years. So I guess that was very good. I'll just say a few words about Richard's time at Caltech. We were very busy with the VLBI business at that time. And indeed, there's almost about a half a dozen people here who were postdocs, not quite as early as Richard. One earlier than Richard, that was Dave Johnson, not at Caltech. But so Richard was the first of the long string of wonderful, excellent postdocs that came to Caltech in the 70s and 80s, received on later than that. And we had a lot of good fun, good times. Richard was a very dedicated, hard worker. Of course, he liked to go hiking, and we did a lot of that. In fact, we had lots of VLBI hikes. I'll just tell you one or two. Peter shakes his head, not any because he was on his commission. And you may have noticed the picture that I showed this afternoon. That was Richard high up on Mount Waterman in the mountains above Pasadena. And there's another particular hike with Richard that I remember so well. And George Swenson, this must have been in 1972 or 3. George Swenson was there. And George Swenson, as some of you know, was great in inventing names and figuring out what to call things. He invented a rat's nest trick. Some of you may even remember that. Rat's nest stands for Radio Astronomers Trans Sierra Nevada Expedition and Sightseeing Team. And the idea was that two groups of people, four of us all from the VLBI group, would go up to the Sierra Nevada Mountains. They run north-south, and one group goes up the east side, one the west side. And they walk across and exchange keys in the middle. And I went from the west, which was unfortunate because there's an extra, something like 400 meters more on that side. Richard was on the east side, and he was the biggest and strongest of all the people. But somehow he got on the east side. I remember when he finally got up to the second day, and he was high up in the mountains, and he was complaining because he was back on the rocks there and gone up into some high pass and come down, and a bear had taken his pack across. And he proudly showed us his camera, which a bear had bitten into, and he showed us how the bear slobbered. I can't say that properly with an Australian accent. And so for a long time after that, we kept hearing about his slobber-covered camera. And I don't know if you still have that camera or not. There was a hole in it, as I recall. Well, as I said, Richard was a hard worker. We were starting to build a VLBI correlator at that time. That was an awful lot of work. A lot of aggravation. And Richard was really very cheerful about that. And about everything else, he was a wonderful person to be with. And then he went off to work with Harry or someone. And, well, it's a very good opportunity to go to work, and got into working with Harry in Holland, and then I guess he stayed there for quite a long time. Other people have talked about that. But we had a wonderful time with Richard and with Diddy and with Dan in Pasadena.